Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is indeed time for our Steelers insider and Hall of Famer, Ed Bouchette. And Ed, speaking of the Hall of Fame, why didn't you choose Ron as your presenter?
Well, there was no presenter. There was no presenter when I went in. What they did was they introduced me on the stage, and they showed a video on a scoreboard that they had, that I think NFL Films was the ones that put it together. It was pretty cool, but no presenter. I didn't even get to talk.
Man, I could have done a nice job presenting it. I really could have. I could have told some personal stories.
And that's another reason why if I did have a presenter, you wouldn't have been doing it. Those stories.
Oh, man.
Ed, the Steelers have the best record in the NFL. Are they the best team in the NFL?
I don't know who is the best team. I'm still going with Kansas City, Joe, even though they lost at home to the Raiders. I just think, you know, as defending Super Bowl champs and the kind of offense they have, that they have to be it. And until the Steelers beat the Ravens, I'm putting the Ravens ahead of them, too, even though they got drilled at home by Kansas City. You know, it's a good debate, but they are the only unbeaten team. So if they remain that way, sooner or later, they'll be number one.
And the more I watch Mahomes, I just can't believe it. I mean, you and I have both seen some really good quarterbacks over the years. This kid strikes me as being just almost otherworldly how well he plays.
Excuse me. Yeah, at a very young age, too, Ron. You know, you just – he got hurt that one time, and you hope he makes it without getting hurt because he is that good and he is fun to watch. You know, Ben Roethlisberger, in his young days, did a lot of stuff, too. I'm not saying he threw sidearm and, you know, backward passes, although he did throw one the other day, Derek Ebron. Which was probably ill-advised. But, you know, in his own way, Ben Roethlisberger was pretty magical and still is.
Ed, how big of an advantage is it for the Ravens to have been sort of lying in wait here or laying in wait, whichever grammar you prefer there, while the Steelers are getting ready? Because the Steelers keep making cryptic comments about that. Ben saying, man, this is the week you wish you had a bye after. Tomlin saying after the game the other day, yeah, we're going to get ready now for a team that has a seven-day head start on us. How big of an advantage is this for the Ravens?
I think it's huge. Not only that, they're playing at home. The Steelers are coming off a road game, having played Sunday. So, they give them a lot of time off, but those coaches aren't taking time off. They're scheming and they're looking at film and everything else. I do, and plus you get a chance to rest your bumps and bruises. I think it's a big advantage. Now, you can argue, you know, we do this at the end of the season where teams have things locked up and you wonder if they should play their guys to keep on a roll or not and get rusty. You know, the Steelers are on a roll, so there's, I think, a little advantage in that too.
Ed, I just lost my train of thought there for a second. Oh, man. Joe, please jump in. I lost
him about his mustache, Ron. That when worst comes to worst, ask Ed about his mustache.
I had something to ask him, and then he started on that what he said there, and I lost my trend of thought. Please, Joe, jump in.
Sure. The Cam Sutton weird story, Ed. I don't know what to make of this at all. I didn't expect Cam Sutton to be disgruntled. I'm not sure that he is. Are you hearing anything about that?
I did, and I had to go look it up. He had these silly things on Instagram, right? I mean, a yes. Peace sign, stay tuned. Maybe he was wanted to stay tuned for This Is Us. I don't know. I did see someone say he unfollowed the Steelers. Well, I unfollowed the Steelers a long time ago at Steelers because there was so much junk on there. Maybe that's why he did it. I don't know.
Ed, I remember what I wanted to ask you here. Now I was gonna. What jumped out at you more about Sunday's game against Tennessee? How well they played in the first half, or how well they didn't play in the second half?
The first half, Ron. I think that's how they can play. You know, sometimes you get up that big, and I think you kind of ease off a little bit, do things maybe a little differently, and they weren't playing a cream puff either. You know, that's a good team they played. If they had, let's just say they went the whole way, it was nip and tuck the whole way, and they won by a missed field goal, you'd be saying, wow, what a great game they played, you know? So it's, you know, if it was the New York Jets or Cowboys or something coming back like that, maybe you'd go, But that's a good team down there.
Our Steelers insider, Hall of Famer Ed Bouchette on the line. Ed, I think the offensive line has been sort of quietly very good this season, despite having to use younger guys, Dotson, Chooks, Zach Banner very briefly. Ben's been sacked only 8 times. Running game's been decent to good. And I'm wondering how that translates for Al in particular, who I think has been very good on the left side. Do you think there's a chance he would sign here? And if not, it would seem he would have some options for his football future because left tackles don't grow on trees, right?
Right, Joe. And I don't know that they have a left tackle on their tree here waiting for next season. So he might be the one guy who's a free agent or who potentially be a free agent that they'll try and keep. But, again, their cap situation next year is not going to be pretty.
Yeah, it's got a lot of other issues too, don't they, Ed, to continue to sign. Any change the way Connor is playing? I think we all knew he was pretty good when he's healthy, and he's still only 6 games into his year. And I don't think a lot of us give him a lot of credit of bringing him back. Are you still feeling that way?
Yeah, Ron. I mean, him and Juju, I mean, Bud Dupree, they have a lot of really good players here who are in the last year of their deals. And again, unless the cap changes somehow, if you know, TV swoops in and signs a, you know, mega deal, which I hear is possible, and the cap doesn't go down, I mean, if it stays even, they're still in trouble. If it goes down, they're in real trouble. They've found ways in the past to, you know, manipulate it, but I don't see them signing a bunch of guys. If they wanted to sign those guys, they'd be signed already.
Ed, when I mention Steelers, Ravens, unfiltered, what are the first one or two images that come to mind for you?
Hines Ward with Rod Woodson out there being ticked off because he was blocking him. Joey Porter trying to get to the bus, the Ravens bus at Hines Field because Ray Lewis mocked his sack routine when after Joey was shot in the butt and couldn't play in that game. Terrell Suggs, you know, always. There's so many, Joe. And even the old Memorial Stadium where they played those games, that was like being back at old Cleveland Stadium when they first went to Baltimore.
Yeah, there's been some great ones, there's no doubt. I mean, I think of Antonio's stretch across the goal
right.
line catch. That one, real. And then the one in Baltimore, Santonio Holmes the catch at the goal line. Remember, they had to review the play, and it stood. Yep. That won. Yep. The Steelers a division two. There have been some great games in this series, and it's just going to be different with a limited crowd there, I would think, because that was always – you correct me if I'm wrong – the Steelers would travel and they'd have fans everywhere, but not so much in Baltimore. They didn't get a lot of tickets in Baltimore.
Right, not so much there. It was probably a good thing because I could see some fights if there were. And, of course, Palomalo's big interception in the AFC title game in 08. You know, that 08 season anyway, that was the that's probably the biggest play of all because it sealed that game and they went on to win the Super Bowl.
Ed, we appreciate the time. You're a wonderful man, a patriot, a spiritual giant, and unrivaled in the football industry. Thank you.
No, Joe, don't. You don't let him go here. You don't let him go. Yeah, we didn't ask for a prediction and a score. We always ask
Ed. He never predictions anymore.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
He
does them because he knows this is our last chance. He'll always say, well, before the season, I picked this loss, I picked that loss. So we'll see what he says this week. Ed, who's going to win and what's the score?
Let me say, first of all, Joe, it's good to have you back. It's good to talk to you again. I'm glad everything worked out for you health-wise. And,
thanks, man. I appreciate that.
I'm picking Baltimore, even though the Steelers, of course, can win. I'll take him. I think it's going to be a little lower scoring, two good defenses. Let's say 24-21 Baltimore.
See, Joe, we got it out of him after all.
Very nice, Ed. We'll
well,
talk
I don't
to you.
Pick...
We'll talk.
Huh? Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, please.
I don't pick like I used to on the morning of the games. I used to write something. I don't do that anymore. That was my,
well, speaking of that,
Post-Gazette days.
Yes. Speaking of that, we'll talk to you at 11 o'clock on Pittsburgh game day. Does that sound good, Ed?
I'll have another choice for you then. I'll pick again, Joe.
Okay.
Do the Pompey Annie where you pick both ways and you're covered either way. You say, well, I picked Baltimore, and then I picked the Steelers. Pick it both ways, Ed.
All right, guys. I'll see you later.
Thank you, Ed. Yeah, pick both teams in a tie, right, Ron?
That's what Pompey Annie does. He covers his butt.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.